Love Talk Radio.
All right, so we're now live. Okay, so we can still talk. We still got a little bit of. Hello.
Okay. Yeah. You still want me to explain, or are you just going to go into the show, babe?
Going on. That's what I'm trying to see. We still got about another 2 minutes, so just go ahead and just tell me a little bit, and then we'll get ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, this is a wake-up call for society. I am Martin. I'm Malcolm. I am, you know, Harriet Tubman. It's to help people understand that we speak of those from the past, but this is our present. And in order to improve our future, we must continue or accomplish or achieve the dream, and we can't. God has freed us, and that this is not something we have to continue to want or beg or anything like that. Basically, we're the boss, and what that means is to stop allowing political employees to destroy our lives and to identify and eliminate career Confederates. They took off their hoods and their masks. Now we're living in America, KKK, and they definitely don't have hidden agendas. They're out in the open, and it's our job as the real boss to just eliminate them, political purge.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, about 35 seconds. So, go ahead, keep talking. Okay, so, well, you basically got
the plan of action is to achieve the dream. So we don't have to keep talking about Martin and them, Maya and them. They had a dream. So now we can achieve the dream by simply stopping to allow political employees to destroy our lives. For instance, black people say they want reparations. Well, who's denying you reparations? A political employee. How did Indians get reservations and casinos? Why are we begging for reparations? This is all our land. So when we're done with this movement, the NAACP is going to help the advancement of colored people. Is not just letters. It's meanings and it's facts. And that black people, we are the boss. So it's time to give God the glory and say praise him, because we are not living in 1776 or 1893 or whatever, and it's time to eliminate these slave laws.
And with that, we're going to cut you off here. Good evening, Radio Land. Good evening, good evening. This is your guy, Michael Washington, right here in the heart of Radio Land and your radio station. And we are talking about People Power Radio, yours truly, again, the Tree Shaker. I'm here tonight. It's 8 o'clock. You know, we usually start about this time every night to get the ball rolling. Tonight, we have a very special guest who's going to be talking to us tonight. And our discussion topic for tonight is economic independence. The lady of whom is co-hosting with me tonight, I briefly had an opportunity to speak with her, but I tell you what, she's a lightning rod and known as the angry activist. More than just angry activist, she's also a social reformist who believes in eliminating political poverty and improving our community by any means necessary, in the manner in which Malcolm X has even spoke to us about in the days and when he was profoundly, professionally powerful in the 1960s. Y'all, she's very important tonight, and I want y'all to give a listen in because she has some great things she want to talk to us about, and only you can feel where I'm coming from if you understand the importance of economic development here in our Western Hemisphere of America, where we as African Americans brought out, made this thing possible, and brought America up to out of its gutter stages and to its economic giant that it has become. So we just give all honor and praise to God for that opportunity. So again, we're getting ready to talk to our hostess tonight, as well as we're going to let a few of you say a few comments out here. As you know, we like to try to get our audience in the mix of what we're doing. Without y'all, I wouldn't be able here to talk to y'all tonight, so I appreciate y'all so much. But economics play a powerful role in our everyday lives, everybody. Let me understand that there. You know, when you study economics, it enables us to understand our past, the future, and current models. Okay, and if you apply them to our society and our government, in businesses, and as individuals, there's nothing to top us or stop us. Again, the sister here tonight, she's going to be able to tell us a little bit more about what I'm saying tonight. In other words, to understand why the study of economics is important to us, we first need to understand that we have to understand what economics is. okay? So rather than just get too far off into what economics is, I'll come back in on the back end of what this mad, angry activist, reformist, has to talk up about tonight. So again, if anybody will give me, help me welcome our speaker for tonight, the angry activist, she'll identify herself and really tell you what her real name is and what she actually does. All right, angry activist, are you online?
Oh, greetings, and to God be the glory. It is an awesome day to be alive in the 21st century.
Yes.
This is
yes.
your girl, Joanna Flavor Collins, a.k.a. the angry activist, a.k.a. the Harriet Tubman of taxpayer felons and inmates. How you doing
All
today,
right,
Mike?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, well, I just want to thank your audience and those out there who are dedicated to what God's purpose has for us, and that is to love one another. And what we're experiencing mm-hmm. in our current society is a few things, but I'll go through them rather quickly. And if anyone wants to get more information, of course, you can always hit us up at Taxpayers for Change, 866-909-2929. That's Payers for Change, 866-909-2929. This is not a joke, folks. This society, our current culture, there's no God in it. This is not a religious segment or show, but God is in everything, because you just were begging God for a stimulus check or to keep you from mm-hmm. catching COVID still. So people need to recognize G-O-D, God over devil. And what we have
okay.
are Satan's minions, a.k.a. career confederates, running our country, because we are too ignorant, and black people who have PhDs, masters, EDUs, doctrines are going around here still complaining about the white man. I'll give you an example. Why are black people still begging for black history curriculums in school? Why are black people still begging for reparations? Who are you begging, black folks? Who are
uh-huh.
you begging? You're begging political employees. There are only one president, 50 governor employees, and the rest. It doesn't matter if they
well,
are
wait a minute, wait a minute, hold on,
red,
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, hold on, hold it.
Yeah,
so you trying to tell me we don't need to bag these people no more?
Beg them. We better stop begging them, because they are the dog.
Why?
We are the master.
Why? How am I the master? You tell me. I don't know. I'm just new to this. Tell me I'm the master. Show me what you're talking about. Give me some evidence.
The best example I can give you in recent history to prove what I'm telling you are the homosexuals who got gay rights accomplished.
Uh-huh.
They used to beg political employees, a.k.a. politicians, to pass
what?
Legislation for same-sex marriage and laws. But they refused, and they fought, and they fought, and they fought. But then one day, they woke up and realized, why are we begging you, y'all? Y'all work for us, and you going to do what we tell you to do, or we going to eliminate y'all, political purge. We're
uh-huh.
going to fire every one of y'all. We will vote you out. So overnight, and they say it's Obama. Obama, the president, president equals head employee, just like a president of the company. That
Whoa.
Don't mean you
All right. So you're saying then that we elect the politicians, and they are supposed to run on a ticket and stick to the promises that they give to the people that they're going to do for them.
But no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying stop.
Well, talk to me.
Stop allowing this political Ponzi scam to continue. They're not running on any ticket. They're not promising us anything. Their job is to manage our city, state, and county, and federal government. They're not the king
okay.
or the queen. They have to come up with the ideals for the entire population of people. When we say
okay.
what we want, we don't need them to determine or decide. That's what we've been allowing them to do. That's George Washington
okay.
days, when they decided
nope.
what was good for the country, what direction
okay.
the country should go in. That's
okay.
not how
now
it is
me,
anymore.
Okay, now let me say this here. And again, we know economics plays, as I stated earlier, a role in our everyday lives. Okay, so the show tonight is economic independence. Tell me, through your study of economics and understanding it, how we get past our present our future, and how we got to the point now in our societies where we as African Americans can basically increase our economic wealth through studying our businesses and as individuals and our society and government. So give me that aspect of it. Where do we go from here with economic independence as human beings?
Well, thank you very much for those insightful, intelligent questions. And by the way, I am a reporter. I was published for over 10 years, so I love the way you are phrasing things and the way you're speaking.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to come back. I told you, on this show, we're going to have fun. You know, if you say, if you shouldn't have said it, oh, no, you can say that. I mean, because I don't see the kind of control that I would prefer you not.
So I have the real freedom and true freedom of speech, okay?
You got to believe this is it.
I can answer what you're saying on several different levels. That the laws that were designed once black folks were freed were never designed to really let you accumulate or get you where you are wanting to be in this world, and they recognize that. That's why we still have these slave laws on the book that must be amended. That's what allowed these white people to think they could kill or stop or detain Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia.
Wow.
So economics, let's stick to this. One. What's separating people from their money? Political employees. For instance, in Florida where I'm at, and by the way, I'm from Philadelphia, free Philly, that be me, hashtag 215 represent. One, we are begging political employees. We've given them a blank check, all our money, tax dollars, and there's no taxation without representation. So I'm going to explain why I said
that a little later.
Can we, or why would we sit by and allow them, the political employee, to take our loaf and give us a crumb? That's what's happening. So, for instance, they had to fight. They, taxpayer voters, had to fight for $15 an hour, while political employees are making more than $15 an hour. How does that happen?
Wow.
How do your employees make more than you? Also, anything that has to do with increase of funding or job or money should be left up to us, the taxpayer, to vote if we want to allow them to get an increase. So the things I'm about to reveal to you are super powerful. God gave it to me because this is the free at last movement. Free at last and
free at last.
Justice for all and achieving the dream. Okay, this won't make everyone a millionaire. That doesn't happen in real life. Never has in the history of mankind. What I'm speaking about is justice for all, leveling the playing field. Why? Because there are millions of taxpayers who cannot get a job due to political employment discrimination. There are millions of people that have been wrongfully terminated. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about compensation, class action lawsuits, immediate legislative sessions to eliminate this. We're not playing. This is the end of no. This is zero tolerance is the new black, white, brown, or whatever. Because why? Nobody told them, political employees, to give our land to Native Americans. They don't.
Hold it right there. Hold it. You just started something. When I get back, I'm going to take a station break here real brief. And when we get back, I want you to come and talk about how we gave our land to Native Americans. It's not ours. Now, hold on just a minute. You just hold on just 1 minute. I'll be back y'all. This is your guy. The Truth Shaker, Michael Washington, on People Power Radio. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to have our angry activist, social reformer, to continue what she leaves off at. Right now, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
My knees.
hard up about it. Yeah, it's the guy, the tree shaker, Michael Watson, here at People Power Radio. This is your radio show. It's not mine. I'm just sitting here managing it. And we're going to get your ideas out the way you like them, when you like them, and where you like them. And that is a fact. Not an act, but a fact. Again, tonight, our special guest is the tree shaker, social reformer, who's out here. She's an angry person, and she's about to tell us a little bit about how we can file class actions lawsuits to get us independent, economic independence, because she says that we have an entitlement to. So angry activists, you were saying before we left how the Native American land actually belongs to the African Americans. Am I correct in that, or did I see you wrong?
No, and I want to clarify one thing. I'm not angry. It's the taxpayers and voters that are angry. And by the way, this is not my thing. This is the taxpayers and voters thing. This is the Black Lives Matter thing and the white people thing. They don't know they the boss. Steady begging political and Ponzi scam employees for bees, trees, and manatees. White people petition a million times more than black people. Somebody got to die for black people to step up to do anything. So we're here to help to eliminate that. And I want to give a special shout out to our Oklahoma NACP out there, Miss Free out there, you know. This is something in the universe like a billion stars. And right now I'm on the Facebook Live with the app, the billion stars behind it, because that's how many of us problems that we are sending up to God, and we need to be sending up our praise instead of these prayers for begging for more, because we are free. We have enough. Man has never been as free as they have, and black men as in this moment.
Okay. But what I'm trying to get at, I want a little bit to know about, before we go off, I mean, we got a little bit of time. Hello, John from San Francisco. Welcome to the show tonight, brother. Okay, well, you know, we want to talk about, you're definitely intelligent. I mean, you kind of got me curious here. I want to know what you mean by that the employee is making more than the employer. I heard you say that earlier. So in other words, the people we put in power should be making more than the voters who put them in. Am I wrong in that assessment or what? Talk to me on that.
Never. Where do you go anywhere in this country and the employees make more than the boss? Nowhere.
Wow.
See, this is how we going to get people to understand what they're experiencing, particularly black folks. We see that face, that George Washington on that dollar bill. And what that has done is make a permanent implant in our brain of misrepresentation. They used to be the boss. But during the crack era, people were separated from the reality of the earth so far that that's when the political Ponzi scammers went and enhanced all sentencing guidelines. Why? Except for anything that they do. Why would we have a political party? That's a get-out-of-jail-free card for them. Who made that up? Every single thing. Remember, they say it. We work for you. You do. And we pay you. And you don't get those.
I do hear that. I heard that many times.
You know, I'm going to blow your mind with this. I'm calling for the attention of everybody to understand a few things. I'm not the only one that can discover these things. There are tons of people out here who are insightful, but this is the money. And if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Why are we allowing, I'm calling for capping off political fundraising, because why would we allow an ordinary person to raise millions and billions of dollars for a job that does not pay $1 million? We are stupid. This is a political Ponzi scam game. We've allowed them to stack the deck. Getting back to the Indian land, first of all, nowhere in the history of mankind does any race of people who have had their land or things taken from them in war, do they get to get it back? So no, the Indians aren't special. If that's the case, they got to get Texas back to Mexico. That's where does it end? Go to Europe. Tax dollars being spent on Holocaust. The first Holocaust was here in the U.S. with slaves. Why are we paying for things that happen over there in Europe? Rich Europe. Yeah, tax dollars, while we sitting up here begging and wanting and needing.
Okay. So you're telling me then that the best step for me to gain my sovereignty here in the United States of America is to recognize my true wealth and work to society in that I have to collectively get with my brothers and sisters who are in similar condition as I am. We should get together and basically come up with our own economic program to counter what we are given so far. Am I on the right track?
Absolutely. That is a good suggestion, but that's not what I'm promoting. I'm promoting people. I'm pushing for people to understand that, one, how you get to your money is by stopping those who are eliminating or preventing you from getting your money. Also, this credit crisis.
I got you.
Credit is something that is in it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sir. Say that again.
The one that's in power keeping us from getting it. I got you. Go ahead. Okay.
Well, we're the ones in power. We just don't understand that. It's like the Wizard of Oz. When they went looking for a brain, courage, and a heart, they already had it, and the wizard was invisible. That's what the government is. The government is the Wizard of Oz. We're the government. So we're looking for the political employees to save us and they realize that. That's why they go in session. For instance, there's no such thing as a Republican or Democrat. They're all one employee. So why are we allowing them, paying them, and allowing them to argue, fuss, and fight? It doesn't matter if you're red or blue. It's green, our tax dollars.
Well, I'll tell you what, again, with that, we're going to cut you off at this point. And when we get back, we're going to recognize some of our guests who are on the line and maybe some of those folks after we introduce themselves. I'd really kind of like to be on the show, let all our listeners get in and say a few words, because we want everybody to know that this is their show, very important, but at the same time, be ready, because I have some pretty staunch listeners and participators who will have some questions for you. So, again, let me go. I'll be
we
right
talk
back.
Talk about
let me
how we're
going to
get all our jobs and our money and all that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to let our callers say a few words, and then maybe they can answer the question. I mean, we always give them the floor. I'll be right back. This is your People Power Radio, your guy, the tree shaker, Michael Washington. I'll be back real briefly. Stay tuned. Michael Washington right here today in studio. We have an angry activist today who's very enlightening and very profound. She's also a social reformer, and she's given us some of this good news about how we are the really bosses over those we appoint or elect in the office. Very interesting, very inspiring thought and conversation. So what I'm going to do, Miss Angry Activist, I'm going to keep you live with us as well, and when I introduce our next topic of speakers, so that way you can answer immediately and I won't have to, you know, mute you or come back on. So let's go to 918-812. Who is that? Hello.
That's me, Mike.
Hey, Santana. I think I know you from somewhere. I think you're from Oklahoma, aren't you? What's going on in there?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Miss Joanna.
Hello?
Awesome job. Awesome job. You
Thank
guys,
you.
I
How are you
jump...
doing?
Now, I'm super fantastic. I'm super fantastic. I've really enjoyed listening to Joanna pour out on the world exactly what is happening right now, because it's been blowing my mind and I can't wrap my mind around it. So I want you guys to make sure that you ask some really great questions. And Mike, I'm going to release my stand, but on behalf of the NAACP here in Tulsa, what I want you guys to know is that we have a Facebook page that's TulsaNAACP.com. What we're striving to do is exactly what Ms. Joanna is speaking about, and we're going to be working very closely with her to make it happen here in Tulsa. Hopefully it'll happen and spread like wildfire, and we'll be able to have all of the NAACP facilities. I know I'll be speaking with the president hopefully real soon about these projects. So, Ms. Joanna and Michael, thank you for the part that you play, as well as everyone in our communities that are willing to listen and be a part of the change. And I release
thank
my
you
man.
Very much for your dedication.
That's so beautiful. Go ahead, Ms. Angie.
Thank
I'm going to call you by no other name but that. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk to her. Talk back to her. She said something good. Then. Talk to her.
I appreciate Ms. Franchetta that she has heard the people's cry, and that I'm just feeling a part. There's no I in team. The teamwork makes the dream work. Everyone has done a great job. And unfortunately, sometimes when we try and we don't succeed, we lose people. They fall off, they get winded, or they get burnt out. And that's what a lot of has happened with a lot of folks, because you're just chasing your tail. It's like you're marching, you're marching off a cliff, because the simple truth is right there in front of us, and we never recognize that. Why would we allow an employee to tell us no? Why would we go in and say what we want and then come out rejected instead of what we thought? The city council, county commission, mayor, senators, representative, Congress, governors, president, it doesn't matter. The judiciary, judges, police, the state attorney, the prosecutors, the attorney generals, they are all employees, period. And we are sitting here allowing ourselves to be dominated and restricted and discriminated against, and we're paying these fools to do it to us. We have missed the mark, and now this is what is about to come down right here. This is the 21st century civil rights movement. And if anybody has any sense in their head, they will stop allowing this political Ponzi scam to continue. They are committing political insider trading. Listen to this. They always say, this is what you hear on the news. The corporate America is not paying their fair share of taxes. Well, why not? What are the political employees doing? Guess what? The best part is that when they say no, they got to go. This is the end of no. So this is, we are changing the culture. It is no longer no justice, no peace. Because that's what y'all got. No justice and no
that's
peace.
Right.
It is now no equals, no election, no re-election. That's it. When they say no, they got to go.
Power to the people.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And that's
let me move toward, I got another brother who's inspirational. And especially when I get a minute, let me tell you, it's going to be no limit. And when I get a minute, I'm going to introduce you to a brother that's doing some great things down in Detroit. He's going to blow a socket in both our minds. I mean, Sister Princess already knows about him. And they are actually doing it and not talking it. They're walking the walk. So let me get one of the brothers on the line who has a direct connection to him. I think I do recognize 803 number here. Brother James Price, is that you? Talk to me.
Yes, it is, big bro. Greetings. Greetings.
Hey, what's going on?
Peace and love. Well, I'm I'm glad somebody's awake and knows what the business is. But there was something I was hoping that she would say. Since I was so rooting for you to say this one word, if you would have said that one word, I would have asked you to be my, I would have crowned you. I would have gave you the whole crown and glory. self-determination. Without self-determination, none of that works. We can no longer allow anybody to govern us. And I'm not talking about white people. I'm talking about our people specifically, because we are colonized by an alien group. That's a violation of our human right. Martin Luther King told us. Malcolm X told us. We've been hoodwinked. Martin, he said he's been wrong. He said he felt he led our people into a burning house because of the civil rights movement. We don't need civil rights. We need our natural rights respected. We are men and women. We have our own culture. This is our homeland. We were here before them. We were shipped from Africa. We came long before anybody was here. Any pale skins were here. Let's keep it 100. We are the original people of the planet. Our right of self-determination must be respected. If not, nobody gets respected.
Okay, I like that, man.
This is human rights.
This is human rights.
Every self-respecting people have stood on self-determination. That's how this country got started. That's how the United States of America became a nation. The colonies stood on self-determination. So the only thing that has been through, Haiti used it. Every nation in the world has used it. This is the only formula that will work for our people. Now, the United States of America, they're crumbling. They've done so much. Get off of this. Get off that ship, y'all. I'm telling you, that thing's going down. We have to establish our own networks, our own institutions. We need our own culture to protect our people. That's what protects people, culture. So we have to get on code. That's what it is, code. We don't need no more politics. We need to get on code.
No.
Everybody get on code.
No.
That'll take care of the business. That's the business. That'll provide us food, clothing, shelter, and protection. Tomorrow, we don't need jobs. We need to get on code. This thing is code red. It's serious.
Come on, let Angry Actress respond to that. Come on, Angry Actress. Respond to that.
Okay. Well, hi, how are you? And, you know, hey, I'm glad to know that conscious brothers are out here in the universe. But let me give you some fast facts, my conscious brother. Knowledge is only power when applied. Now, the consciousness that you speak of, I want to ask your guests a couple of questions, and I'm not tripping on you. One, do you have money in your pocket or a credit card?
I definitely do.
Okay, so I want you to take the money and the credit card and out of your pocket, and I want you to take them and apply them to your logic. I want people to stop playing these games, okay? Knowledge is only power when applied. You just said take the politics out of what? This politics is in everything, bruh. It's in the dollar you got in your pocket.
No.
It's in the credit card in your wallet. This is not a game.
We don't need more of the same thing. We have to have something
in
different.
In an alternate universe. Hold on. Don't talk over me. That's why I shut up.
Yeah, let her talk, man. We'll give you the floor. Go ahead.
Okay? Don't feel no type of way. Because regardless of what I'm saying, you're still going to think how you think. I'm just letting the listening audience know and anybody that's the type of BS that got black folks screwed up talking about the politics. That's what Louis Farrakhan Dick got people up on. Millions of black people misinformed. Let me get you straight. Community con artists, pulpit pimps, and political Ponzi scammers got this country on fleek. That's what's going on. Got you all screwed up thinking that George Washington is still the boss, and that's what you claiming. I'm down here in the dirty South, but I'm from Free Philly. And these fools down here are still on slavery mentality and plantation thinking because of the Krizat Boufale you just said. Now, I'm done.
If
okay, now
we don't have something
come on, Brother James. Come on.
The fact that self-determination is the business, no matter anything else, makes no sense at all because it's more the same thing. This is the only thing that we have not put forth effort to. We've been an integration thing, didn't work. We've tried economic empowerment, didn't work. So the only thing we have left, because We can't shoot it out. That's not going to work. We don't have the guns nor the training, so that's not even an option. We have to take political power, consent. Consent is the bread and butter of any society. Government is governed by the consent of the people, of the governed. All we have to do is simply withdraw our consent, govern ourselves, organize ourselves, however we choose. These are human rights. I'm sorry if you're misinformed, sis, but that's international law. There's not no prison, whatever. It's international law. Every country has done it. This country has done it. It's codified in the UN. Now, if they're lying, then, you know, I can stand corrected. I can stand corrected, but that's who you got to check. It wouldn't be good to me straight.
Let me cut y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I have to cut y'all right quick. We're going to get back. We have other little sister on the line here, but again, I'm going to leave all of y'all's mics on because this is a very interesting show, and then maybe next time we can do almost like Oprah Winfrey type thing and just let everybody kick the floor and we'll be doing it. I appreciate y'all. Give me a minute, and I'll be right back to y'all. This is your guy, the Tree Shaker, Michael Washington, here at People Power Radio, the radio show that belongs to you. I'm simply the manager, and without you, I would be nothing myself. Again, we're going to play a little bit of my friend Whitney. She's a great friend of mine. I hate that she died when she had to, but again, she died so the others may live. Y'all give me a little bit of break here. And when we get back, we're going to talk to one of our beautiful sisters here in Oklahoma City. And she's also part of Empower People Incorporated, where our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. Hold that thought, and I will be back. This is People Power Radio, yours truly. Bing.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children my need, a lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on me. I delight in love, the though never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'm living right in it. No matter what they take from me, they can't.
We're back, y'all. Thank y'all very much for having patience with me. Again, this is your guy, People Power Radio Show, the radio show where your ideas count and your words and thoughts matter as well. Again, I'm turning everybody's mics back on, but I want to go to our sister who always gets me with that namesake. I mean, she's trying to start something with me, so I'm going to let you come on. And sister, give me some kind of idea who you are and what you do in Oklahoma City and why you're doing the show tonight. 905-03-2002. Maya? Are you there?
That was a perfect excerpt from Whitney Houston, bruh.
Thank you. All right, yeah. Her call just dropped because we're going to continue. Let's get back to where we were, and she'll definitely call back. She just messaged with them. She had to go do something. Hello, Vivian, from up there. Where? In New Mexico? Oh, okay, thank you. Well, you need to start getting on the show next time we can speak. All right, y'all, we're here tonight with the lady of the hour, the angry activist, and we have a host of other great people listening into our show. Again, y'all, we like to let our audience get in on the flow of what we're doing here so that we know that your thoughts, ideas, all matter. And tonight we're talking a little bit about the importance of economic independence here in the Western Hemisphere of what we call America. Let me just say that there are four areas of economic systems that we as human beings can recognize. And then when I do that, I want to give a show back to your sister, the mad, angry, the mad, angry activist. Again, she's very thoughtful, very insightful, and very intelligent, and I definitely like what I'm hearing from her tonight. But anyway, y'all, the economic theory that I want to talk to y'all about today is there are many different areas of economics that you can study. Okay, number one, of course, what I've done my research on, you can look at these and determine their micro importance on a large or small scale. All right? So they are, number one, trading economic system. You have a command economic system, a market economic system, and a mixed economic system. Wow. So, mad, angry, activist. What do you think about what I just read, those four areas of economics? Again, you have the traditional economic system, the command economic system, the market economic system, and mixed economic system. What do you think about all of what I just said?
Well, I'm not sure what your question is about those four things. I'm not an economics major or professor,
okay,
or, you know, yeah. I don't even know how to, you know, process my own taxes by, you right. know, numbers is not my forte. But as it applies to economics in our regard of livable wage or
uh-huh.
us being behind the eight ball or not recognizing what we should be expecting of our political employees, which is a livable wage adjustment and so forth. So please, like, can you be more a little bit more specific?
Okay, yes, I can. In other words, the main topic here, the one that I just spoke about at the top, that is what you call the traditional economic system. In other words, the system as we see it today, okay, like the powers that be, the Europeans controlling and running the world. That's their economic system,
okay.
Right? So
okay.
I want to know if you think that system is traditionally proper, working, not working, and if not, why? And then you have a command economic system, meaning a situation where it commands you to usurp or overthrow, not necessarily fish or anything, but a certain pattern of economic stances. Okay, that's what command is. Then you have a market economic system, which is the market is for hamburgers, potato chips, or cookies, or whatever. Okay, so each one of those, then you have a mixed economic system, which means you have an economic system of the do's and the don'ts, and the have versus have not. So in enlightening in those areas there, tell me what you think about those systems, and you don't just have to expound a long term on it. But again, I want
no
you to kind of tell me, yeah, what how these systems work and why they're important.
I have an overview of that week because I do watch a ton of PBS. I'm very informed on a lot of different subjects, and
mm-hmm.
it really stems
mm-hmm.
from our evolving in our society, which is not even thousands of years old currently in our own society. And we come from caste systems. One, I just want to say, white people are not wealthy and rich. They aspire to be, and they had a jump start on us, but they were broken
mm-hmm.
poor. Before they ever brought us here, they were broken poor, and they created a system
okay.
that allowed them to get into economics. It was called the New Deal. And we must now create the New Deal. That was the president back then that created Department of Transportation, created the parks and the forestry. They created jobs for white America because
mm-hmm.
the America was broke, and then the Depression created nothing. So we don't,
wow.
we're not realizing what all is finances and what a penny used to buy, and how we've allowed a few, which are career Confederates. They took off their
wow.
sheets and their hoods, and they put on suit and ties. This is what's running our country, political Ponzi scammers. They are career Confederates, and they've designed it, and they've taken advantage because we've given them a blank check. And I don't mean
okay.
black folks. We're at the bottom of the totem pole. We're still trying to come up and move on up like George and Weezy. You feel me? Because we just, the
yeah.
60s ain't been but 60 years ago. Get that impression. So the only thing
okay.
that we have the ability to earn in this country, but as far as the economic balance, if we just step up and now realize that we're taken out of our own earnings because we've allowed these career Confederates to control and have the black checkbook. For instance, look at how many black people work for the IRS, for all government agencies. They are like 99% white. So we have to step up into our own government that we own. City, state, county, federal is ours. We've allowed a few to exclude us and to discriminate us. Their job is to eliminate discrimination, not create it.
Okay.
So this is huge. Okay. This is going to change economics in the future in this country as we ever know it. Free at last.
All right. Oh, all right. 1 second. Now, who is this? 918-812. Who is that?
That's me, Mike. 918-812-95.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir. Mike, it's Francetta, NAACP.
Oh, that's yours. Okay, I'm sorry. I got 918-607-554. Are you there? If not, y'all, come on, anybody. Say, hey, y'all, this is y'all's show. We got 12 minutes.
Okay,
let me, before I spoke up on the issue.
Hold on, come on, Francetta, say what?
I was just wanting to chime in real quick. I want to chime in real quick and say this, that during this time period of us trying to find our voices and unify, I really want us to, this dialogue is great. Michael, thank you for the platform. We have to have more of this so that we can educate our communities and empower our communities. And I have to say this, that it's humanity. It's not, it, you know, yes, there are certain things that we as African-American community have to do better. And I agree that there is self-determination that's necessary because none of us can go anywhere unless we first are willing to participate. Otherwise, we become a weight. And so we have to educate our people that you get to leave off the plantation. You get to get involved. You get to be a part of the system because we've all got to plant together. And again, it's not just black. It's everybody's being affected by the fact that no one really wants to look at the culture of people. Everybody's being distracted by the color of people. And so even now, people are offended at the term white and black when white and black is a reality. It's not even a color. I mean, we've got to get to the point where we start looking at humanity and the heart that we're supposed to have of just unifying and being able to move this world, this country forward without all the bickering. We've been bickering ever since we've been here. Yeah. It's time for us to figure out how to communicate and have dialogue together. So thank you, Michael. I'm done. That's what I have to say.
Hey, don't leave now, because I got some more questions I want to ask you. Come on,
Bill
Jane, talk to me.
Yeah,
that's very beautiful.
Thank you. I can definitely agree that self-determination is needed. Everything else, I feel, is more of the same thing, and that has been the exact issue, that we have done everything else. We've tried everything else. Nothing has given us the power, the political say-so over our own lives, over our own dollars, over our own children. And that is the problem. We don't have our own organizations acting as government for us. And until we have that, we're going to keep getting more of the same thing. I don't care what you package it as, what you call it, what you name it. Reform is the same old thing again and again. We don't need reform. We need revolution. We need our own.
That's right.
That's what we need. Anything short of that? It's called controlled opposition. It might not be intentional, but that's what it is. If you're not taking power, you're allowing other people to take power over us. And that is the problem.
Anything else, taking power for ourselves as men,
have to have power. That's one thing that makes us men. Without power, you're not a man. You're a boy. That's just how it goes.
Right.
And they will take advantage of our women and children if the men don't stand up.
You are
so,
right.
I'm sorry, ladies. This is on some man-to-man thing. We got some man business we need to take care of for the brothers. Y'all got to step
right.
up.
All right. All right.
Y'all
got to
come on.
Y'all got to
get on your manhood. Because
okay,
y'all ain't on your manhood.
Minute,
the women can't do their job.
We have, yeah, just a minute, bro. We have.
So we have work to do.
We have eight minutes left, y'all. So what I'm going to do, instead of taking a station break, I'm just going to let them know that since we just have 9 minutes left, we're just going to continue to do this. And I want y'all to know, man, and this is great to me. I love what we're doing tonight. And what this does is it gives us a profound look at our economic as well as social political systems, and it gives us a better idea on how and what we need to do to profess what we know, when we know it, and how we know it. But before I go, I think I got my little sister back on the line, y'all. So y'all give me an opportunity to let her on because she had obviously back on. Now let me see if she's still here today. Sister Maya, what you been? You been hearing us today? What's going on? You out there?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
I'm mad at you. Don't you do that no more. Oh, we're gonna fight when I catch you. I'm gonna hit you on your big toe and take off, and you can't catch me.
I was upset.
What's
you know with my headset. You know, it was kind of messing up on me. But greetings to everybody on the panel. I've been listening to, you know, you guys speak up on this. One thing that has to be addressed kind of kind of piggybacking off what Ms. Francetta was saying. Education is one big thing that I especially noticed just being out here on foot in Oklahoma City. Some of our people don't have that the access to the education or nobody has taught them to, you know, seek for more and to get true wealth as far as not just money, but just, you know, of themselves, you know what I mean? Like to understand themselves as a person. Like I'm a black person. I'm a black African American woman here in
Come
the
on,
States.
Man. Come on.
How does it feel to be me? How does it feel to live in my shoes, to be in my neighborhood? How does that affect me in the work area? How does that affect me in different aspects of life? And yes, there is things that are set up to keep us oppressed, but at the same time, it takes action. We have to educate them. We have to educate our people on how to truly be free and help push them in that direction for that freedom. So instead of like everybody's been saying, instead of fighting for, you know, saying, oh, we want reparations. No, it's time to get out here and get it. And a part of getting out here and getting it, we have to educate them and show them this is the direction, this is the plan, this is what we're doing, this is what we want. We want true freedom. We're not going to ask you. We're going to come get it because now
we
have the education in order to push us in that direction. And yes, it does take our people to, you know, on their own and in different aspects of their life to keep fighting for that, but they get that inspiration from us as leaders to keep going because we're walking in that direction. We cannot just tell them that, hey, you know, we want you to, you know, take over your finances. We want you to grow. We want you to do this despite of your skin color, despite of the things that are set up to keep us oppressed. We want you to keep going, but we have to do it ourselves. We cannot just say it without doing it.
So let me ask everybody, I mean, I know everybody here is listening tonight. Again, we have Brother Rodney from Minnesota. Hey, brother, how you doing? I'll see you. I ain't going to keep talking to all y'all. Y'all ain't going to keep me doing it. Leave me alone. But let me say this, y'all. We are going to keep this economic dialogue going. So I know I promised the sister to do a Fred Hampton Gun Club show next week, but I'm going to ask her if she have a problem with us continuing on with this because this is very inspiring. We have a lot more people requesting that we do a second show. So if they have any problem with anybody, I have a problem with it. I hope that we can continue and do this next week because we have people right today economically. Go ahead, huh?
Thanks, everyone, for participating and your knowledge and experience. But the ultimate bottom line and the purpose of this conversation or this solution information is that all that what you seek, you already have. This is like the Wizard of Oz. They sought something they already had and obtained within themselves. And the Wizard of Oz is behind the curtain. So anything economic, self-determination, black men, I work with thousands of black men. I'm a reentry employment specialist. I work in the Department of Corrections and service thousands of people out in the community and behind the walls.
Well,
they've got plenty of self-determination, my brother. What they are is misinformed about why are they allowing their jobs to be taken away or their rights or their vote. So we
all have
a part to play in this. And no matter what, we all can participate because there's so much work to do. But we need to stop marching, begging, and pleading. And I look forward to continuing because knowledge is only power when applied. So we must have the correct knowledge. If you know better, you'll do better.
Wow. Yep. Y'all got me so inspired. I want to do this again. But just my idea. I don't know if you agree with that or not. Can
I just have one question.
That is totally fine.
Yeah, because
that
I want to
totally
know now, because I know I promise you didn't, but that means if it's not, we can definitely rearrange it. Because what I want to do here is let people know, because like I said, we got an audience, about 15 people asking us to do it again, and I just want to let everybody know why we're here so it wouldn't be behind anybody back or anything, because I don't play that. You know. But then again, if you say,
I have one question, bro. Can I ask one question to the sister?
Yeah,
are you teaching the brothers and the people that you're building with about independent political power, independent from our historical political system? Or are you talking about going in and voting in the same system? I just want to make sure I'm talking about the same thing.
Okay.
Then we got 3 minutes. I'm not taking
the question.
Yeah, are you talking about the capitalist system? Are you talking about continuing?
I'm dealing with the reality of the system right now, not
okay.
in the future.
That's what
what you're speaking on.
I respect that. But the thing is,
okay,
the reality is we do it by
consent. I got 2.5 minutes.
I got
to take it over, y'all.
I know. I just want to close out, brother. Let me close out with this.
My number is 813-745-5. Just call to continue.
Let me say this here. We're going to do, with the agreement of Sister Maya, because I actually talked about doing a Fred Hampton Gun Club show, and she's been so gracious, and I definitely appreciate and highlight and respect for allowing us to do an economic independence number two. But for certainly after that, we will be doing her show on the Fred Hampton Gun Club in out of Texas up there. So, again, we want everybody to give appreciation tonight. Let me say before I go, this was very inspirational, very inspiring, very awestruck, and economics, y'all, is a reality in our world, okay? It's in real time. We as African Americans have a detrimental position that if we're not careful, we're going to be lost in the sauce. As you see already, everything, we've been negatively affected by the coronavirus. Then we came with the Delta variant. Now we have the Omicron that's come up. I'm telling y'all, man, these are things are not by accident. And believe it or not, it's affecting the African American and people of color community. And we're being stung and hurt the most. So, again, y'all, we have to come up with an economic platform of our own that's geared and designed to trigger and target our own economic success. We got to put our differences to the side. We got to quit hating on the fact that a person short or taller than us, have more money than we do, because if we become a community of activists, man, we cannot be beaten. The only way the powers that be are still an authority and a power and success over us is that we refuse to stand up and give them a challenge. And that challenge is to be equally yoked or equally applied like they are when it comes to economic control. So, again, y'all, I want to thank everybody again tonight for on this show. Again, we're going to try to do economic independence number two next week. So, again, having economic power informs us with decisions. It gives us influence on everything we do and impact our industries. There, everybody, thank y'all very much for allowing me your opportunity. If you're listening in, this is your radio show. This is your guy, the Tree Shaker Michael Washington. And I salute every one of you. Good night. And with Godspeed, may you all be blessed tomorrow. And let me say before I close, may God bless and keep you. May he allow his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Good night, my good folks. Good people, I love all of y'all. And thank y'all for letting me be the boy that I am.